Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class. Today is July 14th. Gertrude Bell was born on this day in 1868 in the English town of Washington. Gertrude Bell was a real person, but she really seems like the hero of a novel that I would love. She was a Victorian lady adventurer and a poet and a diplomat, basically a daring, brilliant, eloquent archaeologist who was the first woman to earn a first-class degree in modern history at Oxford. At the time, most Oxford universities did not offer enrollment to women at all. She went to Lady Margaret Hall, which is one of the few Oxford constituent universities that did. Not only is she completely not a fictional character, her diplomatic work really helped shape the Middle East. Her uncle was a British ambassador in Iran, and Bell traveled there in 1892. By that point, she had already taught herself how to speak Persian, which was one of many languages that she knew. This visit to her uncle really sparked a lifelong passion for the Middle East. But she didn't stay there for very long. She traveled the world until the start of World War I, exploring, mountaineering, and working as an archaeologist. Once the war started, she wound up working for the Arab Bureau in Cairo, along with T.E. Lawrence, also known as Lawrence of Arabia. She was the only woman who was working for the British government in the Middle East. She later on became the secretary to the British High Commissioner, Sir Percy Cox. The work she did involved working with the local people to convince them to join sides with Britain to fight against the Ottoman Empire. She became convinced during all of this that Iraq needed to be an independent nation and it needed to have an Arab leader. Simultaneously, she was kind of a colonialist. She had a lot of the same mindset as a lot of other hardcore colonialists at the time, but she was also really dedicated to the people who were living in what would become Iraq. So in 1919, she wrote Self-Determination in Mesopotamia, and that wound up earning her a spot at the 1919 Peace Conference in Paris. In 1920, she wrote Review of the Civil Administration of Mesopotamia. In 1921, there was a conference in Cairo that established the modern borders of Iraq, and she was there. And she also helped Faseyih I, the king of Syria, win popular support in Iraq. He became its first king on August 23rd of 1921. After all of this, Gertrude Bell became the honorary director of the Department of Antiquities in Mesopotamia. She helped establish the Iraq Museum. She was also the person who found a bigger location for it in 1926. But she died suddenly on July 12th of that year of an apparent overdose of sleeping pills. That was just less than a month after the museum opened. It was just shy of her 58th birthday. And the monarchy that she helped establish in Iraq lasted for 37 years through three kings, ending with the July Revolution on July 14th, 1958. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's episode, and to Tari Harrison for her audio work on all of these episodes. You can learn more about Gertrude Bell on the November 19th and 26th, 2012 episodes of Stuff You Missed in History Class. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for the end of a tribunal that lasted almost 400 years, but today is often more associated with some sketch comedy.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.